This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ends on Goddard.
Big fly. Nolan Arenado.
Driving jam time.
The Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
Welcome back to Sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
From the Stiefel Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman with you. Sports on a Sunday morning. We are joined by a former host of this program, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly, is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Mike. How are you, pal?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to hear your voice. It's great to talk to you. And what a great time it is to be a Missouri basketball fan. They're a lot of fun, aren't they? 85-82 win yesterday over Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they are fun. It's a it's a different style, and it's a much more enjoyable style, that you're seeing, and obviously winning has a lot to do with that. But it's been as you can see by the number of people that are showing up at Mizzou Arena is that people have this team has developed an identity with its fan base, and the fan base has been appreciative of the way that they played.
Absolutely. And how much of that falls on Dennis Gates? How active was he, Mike, in planting that seed early with the fan base and in particular the students?
Well, he's been terrific on all counts. I just so thoroughly enjoy spending time with him. He is he's so calm. He's wise beyond his years. He's constantly thinking. Really did a terrific job going back to the spring and engaging fans and telling them how important they were to what his mission is at Missouri. Actively being involved in trying to get the students to come back to the games. I mean, meeting with student groups, et cetera. And so he and his staff have done a really fantastic job throughout the course of the first 15 games.
I just loved watching them. The way they played against Illinois was inspiring. The way they played against Kentucky, Mike, I mean, they treated missed shots like they were turnovers. You missed a shot, you better get on your horse because Missouri's going to beat you down the floor. I mean, it was fun. What a great, great day that was.
Well, and recognizing, where you have opportunities to take advantage. I mean, Missouri, as you've seen by the way that they've been out rebounding each of the last two games, I mean, it's where you have to, you can't get into half court, games. You have to be able to make the game a 94-foot game, put pressure on people, using your defense to create turnovers, and then taking advantage of what you do. And that is penetrating and pitching the ball and hitting open shots and taking threes. And so, the interesting thing has been, and again, it's a group of older players. And so, that's to the advantage of anybody in their first season, but the way that they've been able to grasp and really lock in on game plans each and every game that they've played so far, and the give and take that takes place between the coaches and the players, not only during practice, not only during shootarounds, but during the course of the game. Watching Kobe Brown yesterday talking to the assistant coaches about what an opponent may or may not do in late game situations. And in this, reference, it was talking about Leon Robbins, the 7-footer, and just as the timeout is ending, getting a input from Kyle Smith-Peters, who had done the scout on, okay, where does this guy like to have the ball? Will he step out and shoot a three, et cetera? And so, that type of attention to detail is the reason why they've won 13 of their first 15.
Smith-Peters, such a smart guy, really is, always has been throughout his career and as a player also. And I loved your interview. I heard it pregame before the Kentucky game with Dickie Nutt, my old friend who I believe, had the scout on Kentucky, didn't he? Which is why you talked to him.
He has
a great wealth of knowledge. Dennis Gates just has this, like you said, wise beyond his years. He has the big picture idea of what a basketball organization needs to be, I think. And he learned that from some of the best.
Well, you know, Coach Nutt, obviously a former Division I head coach. Coach Young, a former Division I head coach. Kyle Smith-Peters, you know, former junior college head coach and assistant at the Division I level. And what I like, Tom, is, you know, this is the confidence that Dennis has in himself, is that, you know, when they gather, and folks that have watched Missouri play, you've seen it halftime. They gather in that circle before going into the locker room. And that's to, first of all, allow the other team to get off the court, but also to kind of, you know, like, okay, let's have a quick little recap. And after practices, after shoot-arounds, you know, the coach in that circle will address the team, but then he'll look to his assistant coaches and other staff members to have them say what they give input in terms of what they just saw. And then the players do the same thing. And so it's just, it's that give and take and that open, honest dialogue. Dave Matter wrote about, you know, the conversation that Dennis had, spending about 2.5 hours after landing late Wednesday, early Thursday, landing back in Columbia, the conversation he had in his car with DeAndre Golston, just about, you know, again, just talking basketball, talking life, but also talking about, hey, this is where we need you to impact this team. And so that type of conversation and that type of input and the willingness for a head coach, particularly a young head coach, to not think it's got to all be about me, to be able to have that understanding, to have input from others, I think is huge.
The Tigers win it over Vanderbilt. Great points, Mike. Tigers win it over Vanderbilt 85-82, and it just doesn't get easier. Road games at A&M, at Florida, and then home games against Arkansas and Alabama within the next 2 weeks. Wow.
Welcome to life in the SEC, right?
That's right. Football. This is life in the SEC. It's hard. It is hard. And Eli Drinkowitz has learned that. He's had some good wins. He's had some tough losses, including one that he could have gotten against Georgia, the team that's playing tomorrow against TCU. I want to get to that in just a moment, but first, Kirby Moore. He's the offensive coordinator for Eli Drinkowitz with a nice resume. I mean, he spent that time at Fresno State. He worked under Kalen DeBoer, who was a very good offensive coordinator at Indiana briefly, now the head coach of Washington. This is a man who knows his X and O's on the offensive side, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, and you know, obviously he's adept at the game. You know, his brother's the offensive coordinator with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, a young man that's been around the sport for a long time, and certainly has his, you know, creative ideas that he'll be able to bring into, you know, the coaches' offices and implement during the course of spring. But you know, it doesn't matter who the coordinator is, right? You got to have players. You know, it's all about the Johnnies and the Joes, and not the X's and O's. And you know, Missouri's got areas that they have to be able to, I think, still fill gaps. You know, during the course of you know, the next several weeks, whether it be through the transfer portal, through signing players. They just picked up an offensive lineman today. I saw committed from Eastern Michigan. And so, you know, there's still spaces to fill. And, you know, the big question is for Missouri, and everybody knows it, is Brady Cook's health and how he does in terms of the time period coming back from shoulder surgery. I think Brady Cook had a better year than most people will give him credit for. I thought down the stretch he did everything that you want a quarterback to do in terms of his ability to you know, not turn the ball over, to be able to get your team in scoring position. You know, certainly down the stretch in the regular season they called upon his legs, and you know, then you find out that he's done this with an injury that he's, you know, sustained back in week two of the season, and it really just underscores just the toughness of that kid. But you know, coach's job is to recruit a player that's better than you at your position. And so, you know, again, not knowing the timetable on his return, you know, I still think Missouri probably looks to try and add to the quarterback room through the transfer portal if they can do that. You know, we'll see if that happens. But I just think there's a lot of questions on the offensive side. I mean, you got to find – can you find a playmaker tight end? Can you find more productivity from your wide receivers? You know, you lost your most dependable wide receiver in Bannister. And so, you know, young talent, but young unproven talent at this stage.
Yeah, the transfer portal is just crazy right now. Although we had Drinkwitz on not long ago, and he said, I can't wait to do some portal shopping. You know, he just has some fun with it, and they're going to do all they can to stay competitive in that tough SEC. Mike, the SEC champion Georgia Bulldogs will be taking on TCU in the national championship tomorrow. How do you see this one? I mean, you know these two teams well.
Yeah, you know, Tom, until you beat the champ, you go with the champ. Yeah. And, you know, Georgia's closing in on something that, you know, very few have been able to do, and that is to repeat as a national championship. And certainly Sonny Dykes has been unbelievable. You know, and to imagine that, you know, when Missouri had an opening, you know, Sonny Dykes was not somebody they considered a couple of years ago, which is remarkable to me. You know, having said that, he did a terrific job. And you know, talk about a guy that's changed his roster through the transfer portal. You know, that's TCU. But they've had great seasons. Dugan's a terrific quarterback. You know, they just haven't played Georgia. And I just think that's a whole different – challenge for any team, is not only how surgical Georgia can be on the offensive side, but just what their defense can do to teams. And so, you know, and Georgia had their game where they escaped, right? You know, to be able to come back and beat Ohio State. And I just believe that Kirby Smart has, and his program has taken over the mantle from Alabama in terms of the program that others are judged by. And to me, again, until you beat the champion, I got to go with Georgia in the game.
Yeah, I hear you. That is the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly. Mike, you're so good at what you do, and you're so good to come on Sports
Kind.
Thank you. You're great to come on Sports on a Sunday morning. You know that anything we can do for you, we will do. So thank you so much for this.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
Appreciate you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. There's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly, on KMOX Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. John Mozeliak is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.